Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud, the third chapter of the tenth Mishnah, continuing with various issues we've already discussed. The Mishnah begins. Ha'omer Le'isha, a person who says to a woman, Kidashtich, I have been betrothed to you. What happened? I said this in front of two witnesses. Where are these two witnesses? Commentary say that the man said these two witnesses are nowhere to be found. They've gone to Medina Sayam. They have gone overseas. So we can't ask them. We cannot inquire. What is her response? Her response is, absolutely not. Ki omeres lo ki dashtani. You did not betroth me. She absolutely denies unequivocally what he said. What is the result? Hu aser bikrovon seha. He is prohibited to marry any of her relatives, meaning her sister or her mother, because by making that statement, that means that he's karov, he's too close, and it's forbidden for him to marry any of her relatives, because a person cannot marry certain relatives of someone else if they were already engaged to her. Hu aser bikrovoseha, imuteres bikrovav. Although he, it is forbidden for him to marry, to betroth any of her immediate relatives, she'd be permitted for his relatives, meaning she could then go ahead and marry his brother or his father, because after all, she's saying that his claim is not valid. Mishnah continues, Ki omeres, what happens in the reverse case? She says, Kidashtani, v'omer lo kidashtich. She says, you betrothed me, and he says, absolutely not, I did not. In that case, he is permitted to her relatives, because he does not acknowledge her statement at all, and we're not worried that maybe she's telling the truth, even though one could argue that perhaps she should be believed, because by the moment she says that she's betrothed to him, she's actually forbidding herself onto everyone else. Therefore, we should really be stringent, we should be machmir, we should really say that he should be usher to marry any of her relatives because of her statement, but rather the moment he denies her claim, he would actually still be permitted to marry her relatives. However, she would not be able to marry any of his relatives. Not only that, this Mishnah has understood that when is it forbidden for her to marry his relatives, that would only after he gives her a get. But really, as long as he does not give her a get, she'd be usher her to marry anyone. The Gemara actually says, increases Adam Neman Alatmo Yosir Mimea Edim, that there's a time where we actually believe a person's testimony. And what person is more reliable than the testimony of 100 witnesses? Mishnah continues, Kidashtich, V'hi omeres lo kidashta ela viti. If in a situation where he says, I betrothed you, and her response is, no, you only betrothed my daughter. In such a situation, hu mutar bikrovo seha. In such a situation, it'd be usher for him to marry any of the relatives of the mother, meaning the gedola, the mother. It says, hu aser bikrovos gedola, gedola muteres bikrovav. It would be aser for him to marry the relatives of the lady. He actually says he betrothed her. Gedola, however, she, muteres bikrovav, should be permitted to marry his relatives. Hu mutar bikrovos ktana, it'd be permissible for him to marry this lady's daughter's relatives, Tana Muteras Bikrovav, and this daughter be permitted to marry his relatives. And again, all of these are based on the fact, similar to what I mentioned earlier, what a person is denying and what a person is actually validating and accepting, and therefore, if they agree that they're actually engaged to someone, it be forbidden for them to marry their close relatives. What is the major chidush in this latter part of the Mishnah? What is being taught here, which we have yet really to discuss and to study already? So, I think what our Mishnah really is teaching us, that we don't say that since the father is believed, according to the Torah, regarding his daughter, that when the mother is believed, midrabbanan, by rabbinical law, regarding her daughter, Rather, what do we say instead? The mother is not believed at all regarding her daughter, who is therefore not prohibited to his relatives on the basis of her mother's statement. We might think that a mother's statement would then usher relatives onto him, and the answer is it does not. That is the Chiddush, this latter part of the Mishnah. Paragimel Mishnah Yudalev, the 11th Mishnah of the 3rd chapter of Kiddushin. Again, we are continuing from a previous Mishnah. Kiddashti es biteich, v'hi omer es lo kiddashta, ela osi, hu asur bikrovos ktana, ktana muteres bikrova, hu mutar bikrovos gedola, gedola asura bikrova. The situation is as follows in our Mishnah. A person says, I betrothed your daughter. And she says, no, you didn't betroth my daughter. You in fact betrothed me. What is the result? It is forbidden for him to marry any of the relatives of the daughter. However, the daughter can marry his relatives. It is permissible for him to marry, to betroth himself to any of the relatives of the mother. However, the mother is not allowed to marry any of his relatives. The Gemara in this case says that the woman who claims, when the woman says that, you know, you betrothed me, and the man denies it, we do not force him to give her a get, because he can say, I don't want to be usher, I don't want prohibited from marrying her relatives. Nevertheless, we ask him to give her a get in order to release her, because otherwise she would in fact be trapped because she's claiming she's engaged to him. And in such a case, he would not have to compensate her and pay for her ksuba, the money which is written in the ksuba document. If, however, he were to give a get on his own volition, then in such a case, we would make him pay her the value of the ketubah, since we consider really the giving of a get almost as if he's on his own volition, as acknowledging, as agreeing that he really did offer this lady the kesef kedushin, that he really did betroth her already. So again, if he gives a get on his own initiative, on his own volition, you have to pay for the ketubah. If, however, the Beis Din wants him to give him her a get in order so he does not become trapped in a guna, he would then give her a get, would not have to compensate her for the amount that is stipulated in the ksuba.